We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now that the Senate has passed a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package, we want to check in with Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Senator, you and your colleagues worked until nearly midnight to pass this bill. Are you happy with it?
I am very happy that we are taking action, which is really urgent and necessary. This package provides a Marshall Plan for medical surge vital to the New York metropolitan area and Connecticut, because we are at the epicenter and lacking in ventilators and masks, other kinds of essential equipment. But it also puts cash into the hands of small businesses, as well as families and workers. It puts workers first. So it's a major accomplishment, highly imperfect, but imperative, no panacea, but a very good start, a massive down payment, and more will come.
As you said, this area is the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S. Some, from Governor Cuomo to Mayor de Blasio, say it doesn't do enough for this region. Do you agree with that?
I agree that much more needs to be done and will be done. For example, in aid for state and local municipalities and governments, because they are bearing the brunt fiscally of this crisis. There's $150 billion, which is more by $150 billion. Than Mitch McConnell would have provided, thanks to the hard work by Senator Schumer. But we were united in the feeling that we needed a package that started us in the right direction. And the vast extension of unemployment compensation, including furloughed employees, individual contractors, as well as cash in people's pockets, $1,200 payments for everyone, and the small business aid, especially if they continue to retain people on their payrolls, the loans are forgiven. So there's a lot here to like, but much more needs to be done.
None of us knows how long this crisis will last. If it continues for a while, might Washington have to do more to help, or do you think this is it?
There will need to be undoubtedly a fourth package and a fifth one. I hope they will be as bipartisan as this one. For example, we're going to need to provide more money for sick leave and family and medical leave. We're going to have to provide more money to the states for their pension plans, reform the insurance structure with COBRA, and provide more money for the medical supplies, which will be in short supply, and especially, hopefully, the vaccines and treatments that will be developed, make them accessible without charge. So there will have to be more packages, no question about it. And I think that we will have the same unity in our caucus among Democrats. I hope it will be as bipartisan as this one was. It passed unanimously in the early hours of the morning.
There were harsh words during negotiations on this stimulus bill. In the end, it was 96-0. Does that unanimous passage give you hope that some bipartisanship can be accomplished in the Senate now?
My hope is that this crisis will continue to elicit our better angels, and that we will put country before party as we did in this vote. I think that the bill that passed was significantly better than the one offered by Senator McConnell, and those harsh words on the floor were a sign of the passion going into this process. But we need to come together, work for the country, make sure that we heal the country's emergency medical crisis and not let up on these restrictions, because that's what's necessary to heal the economic crisis.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, it was a late night and now an early morning. As always, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.